Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are so excited that you are just traveling with us through the Advent season, preparing your heart for the Christmas time and to see just the wonders and the beauty of what it means that God is with us. Today, I have two very special guests with me. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So go ahead. What is your first name and your grade?
My name is Violet, and my grade is second grade.
My name is Sophia, and I'm sixth grade.
And Sophia, how are you guys related?
Cousins.
Oh, so fun. So we have a cousin podcast today, and that is just a very special treat for me personally. We're going to be digging into the topic of looking at servant heart. But before we do that, I would love to hear from you, Violet. What is the thing that you're looking forward to most about Christmas time?
Presents.
All right. Is there a certain present that you're kind of like hoping?
No.
Okay. Sophia, how about you?
Just getting together with my family.
Is there something that you enjoy doing particularly with your family?
Probably just like eating together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, is there something you like to eat particularly? Like my family has some weird foods that we eat for different like Christmas things, but do you guys have anything that you're like, I just love that? Or you're like, I just like the time around the table.
Probably like my mom's casserole for like Christmas morning.
For Christmas morning? Yeah, that sounds very delicious. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You like can kind of already imagine the way it tastes in your mouth. Yep, and that's super fun. So when you guys are celebrating Christmas, what is one thing that is more fun to do with someone than to do on your own? Sophia, what do you think?
Probably like playing in the snow.
That's so true. Playing in the snow by yourself is not nearly as fun. Sophia, what do you think you're fun for Violet?
Maybe like opening gifts.
Yeah. It's also fun to open gifts with people, right? Than just sit in a room by yourself and open a gift and no one's like, ooh, ah, right? That's part of like the fun. That's totally true. Okay, so this season we're talking about all of the things that are with, because we're looking at how God is with us, how it's so good to be with people and to celebrate what this looks like. How do you guys like imagine that God is with you? What do you think, Violet? Where do you imagine God is?
In heaven.
In heaven. Okay. Yep. Sophia, how about you?
He's right next to me and he's with me everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And how do you really, like, remind yourself of that? Like, do you forget about that sometimes? Like, does it feel like you're alone sometimes?
Sometimes I feel like I'm alone, but then I just remember that God's with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you like kind of like rehearse that in your mind, like the truth of what that is. Yep. All right. We're going to go ahead and jump into our passage today. And so will one of you read our passage for today?
See, I am the Lord's servant. Mary said, may it happen to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Luke 1:38.
Very good. Thank you, Violet. And so here we're looking at the passage of Luke chapter 1, verses 34 to 38. And so yesterday we read the passage right before this, which was Mary's response. And she essentially heard that she would become pregnant and that her child would be named Jesus, the promised Messiah of the world. Consider what it would have been like to be Mary at that moment. There would probably be a lot of questions running around in your mind. And the one question recorded in scripture from this event was extremely practical. Mary was not married. She had been faithful to God in her actions before marriage, and she was still a virgin. How could she be pregnant? As far as she could see, what the angel had told her was impossible. Gabriel's response explained the impossible. The presence of God would overshadow her, and God would place a baby in her womb. God confirmed he was doing the impossible in another way, too. Not only did he place a baby in a virgin, but he also blessed Mary's relative, Elizabeth, for pregnancy, even though she was old and had not been able to have a child before. Nothing is impossible for God. Mary and Elizabeth's pregnancies are beautiful reminders of God's faithfulness in the present and hope for the future. Jesus changed Mary's entire life. She would go on to see that Jesus' life and ministry, she'd watch her son was wrongly convicted and put to death. She also experienced the joy of his resurrection. She served God well, but it all began when she was faithful to God as a teenager. And so you guys are pretty close to being a teenager. What do you think it means to serve the Lord? Violet, give us your thoughts.
Help others honoring God.
And honoring God. Okay, yes, that's what it means to serve the Lord. You're able to help other people and honor God by doing that. Sophia, what do you think?
Telling others about God and faithful to follow his commands.
Okay. So he gives us like these laws and these rules, right? And you're like, that's actually a big part of it is I'm going to serve you because I'm going to do the what you say to do to build your kingdom the way you say to build it. What are some ways that Mary acted faithfully in the middle of this really, really, really unique situation?
She called more about being faithful to the Lord.
So she cared more about being faithful to the Lord? Yeah. What could she have done? Maybe what would some people be tempted to do?
Lie.
Yeah. Some people would probably be tempted to lie, right? To try to maybe make themselves like look better to other people. But she was like, nope, I'm just going to tell the truth, even if it doesn't make sense, because I'm going to be faithful to what God is doing. Sophia, what are your thoughts?
She cared more about being faithful and to the Lord than her reputation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so a reputation is sometimes a really hard thing to like have people maybe talk bad about you or to like say untrue things about you or to be confused about you and then kind of make up their own answers to that. But she was like, that's okay. People are probably going to be able to do that. I'm going to be faithful to what God is doing. What types of things has God called you guys to do, even though you didn't know what the outcome would be?
Starting new school year.
Okay, so like when you start a new school year, that's kind of like a daunting thing, and you don't know how it's going to turn out, right? Did that make you nervous when you started a new school year?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. And so you're like, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what God is going to be up to. Sophia, how about you?
Standing up for my sister at my old school because I lost all my friends because I stood up for her.
Okay. So you're like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. And then you saw how it turned out and it wasn't great, right? But you're like, but I will actually do this anyways because it's what's right and what's faithful. I love that idea. So let's think through some of our favorite Bible verses. Some of these have promises from God. And so we begin to see that God wants us to follow him, even if we don't know what the outcome will be. Mary's example of trusting God in the middle of uncertainty is a wonderful picture of how we are called to live. Do you guys have some ideas for us on maybe some special verses that God has used to kind of encourage your heart and so you can trust God just as Mary did?
Even the darkness is not dark to you. Psalm 139:12.
And so, Violet, when you hear that verse, even the darkness is not dark to you, does that bring you comfort or does the dark sometimes seem like a scary place?
It seems scary.
Yeah, it does. I think lots of our friends probably have that same thought, right? And so sometimes if you're in the dark, you're like, I have to remember what God's word says. It says, even the darkness is not dark to him. And how does that help you feel in the darkness sometimes?
Scared.
Does that verse, though, help you feel a little less scared?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sophia, tell me, what are some of the verses that you feel like God has used to encourage your heart?
God, you are good to all. Your tender mercies are over all your works. Psalm 145:9. Mm-hmm. And for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh, I love those. Thank you. Jeremiah 29:11 was one of my favorite verses that really encouraged my heart when I was exactly like your age. Because I think there's lots of times things go on and you're like, oh, what is happening right now? And you're like, nope. What I'm doing is for your good, and my plans are to prosper you and to grow you. And I'm watching over you, and I got it. And so I appreciate you guys just kind of processing some of those and sharing those with us. Would one of you just mind closing us in prayer for today? And so our listeners, as we just continue to think about what it looks like to be able to have this servant heart that responds in God's faithfulness, would you guys pray for us today?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day, and I just hope everybody has a great Christmas, and I just hope that everybody can learn more about you and just to serve you.
Amen. All right, ladies, would you just mind closing our time today with wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas together?
Merry Christmas.
All right, we are looking forward to being with you again tomorrow.
With us the Holy One. Through the silence light breaks through, a tiny child, a promise true, in the stillness. shall.